About right now is the issue of the unaccompanied children that apparently some 2,205 of them already are here in Maryland, with more to come if Governor Martin O'Malley and some religious leaders have their way. But also, when you look at the issue of Beretta, the gun manufacturer, leaving our state and saying specifically it's the future of Maryland politics that is why they're leaving. And then you have the situation of the Maryland State Health Exchange running into more problems, even though we went to Connecticut to get their software, and they're supposed to be the gold standard. There's a lot of things out there that need to be addressed right now. I'm sure a lot of people are taking the summer off and, you know, enjoying the vacations and the rest of that. But we have a governor's race coming up. And joining us right now is a Republican candidate for governor, Larry Hogan. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, C4.
Look, I know that Lieutenant Governor, by the way, we contacted Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown's office as well. They just got back to the professor saying they might try to schedule some time. So I want folks to know we're giving some equal time. But, you know, Larry, this race...
would be great, C4. You would be the first person anywhere in media that got any kind of a response from him.
Well, listen, here's the deal, though. The issues of this state don't take a summer off. And I've just noticed that there's a vacation. Let's start, Larry Hogan, right now with the issue that's facing all of us right now. And this has nothing to do with not caring for the children. Every human being with a pulse cares about children. But the policy, Larry Hogan, of bringing an additional who knows how many thousands of unaccompanied children here to Maryland, people want to know, how are we going to do this?
Well, you know, first of all, as you just said, my first concern is with the health and safety and welfare of these children. It's a humanitarian crisis, okay? I mean, we've got to make sure that the immediate these kids are fed and clothed and their immediate medical attention is taken care of. But then we've got to work to reunite them with their families just as quickly as possible.
And, Larry Hogan, that means in some instances with illegal relatives who are here in this country. But my problem is putting...
I want to reunite them with their parents back at their home countries. And I think it makes absolutely no sense whatsoever to be taking these kids and busing them thousands of miles away from their port of entry to try to house them in Maryland, where we're not even able to take care of our own kids and we've got a broken healthcare system.
And, Larry Hogan, the other point in there is communities like in Timonium or in Westminster or wherever else they may be doing this, they're not being consulted or communicated with. And I think that's wrong from a public policy perspective.
It's absolutely wrong. The governor is way off base. And I totally disagree with the policy he's trying to push. It's unfair to the communities. It's unfair to the counties. It's unfair to the taxpayers of Maryland. And it's unfair to these children. It's not what we should be doing with them.
And, Larry, what I want to talk about with you is, as if you are elected governor, I think it's important for people to understand that we need a healthy policy when it comes to illegal immigration in this state. And this most recent crisis only highlights what's wrong with Maryland when it comes to the issue of illegal immigration.
Well, and Maryland is a problem in and of itself, but it's really it's a national problem as well. I mean, I don't blame these children.
Right.
I don't even blame their parents who want a better life for these kids. What I blame is the President of the United States and the Congress, Republicans and Democrats, who for years have failed to come up with any kind of a comprehensive, meaningful immigration reform policy. It's just ludicrous that we have open borders and that we're dealing with a crisis like this.
And here in Maryland, when you create a climate, as we have seen, Larry Hogan, at least over the last 7 years, going on 8 under this governor, where he basically calls them new Americans and welcomes everybody here, it flies in the face of what there's a difference to what it means to be a citizen and what it means to be trying to become a citizen.
Well, and there's a big difference between immigrating legally and breaking the laws. We're a nation of immigrants, which is great. You know, my wife is a first-generation American from Korea. She's here legally. We're a nation of immigrants, but we're also a nation of laws, and we just can't – this is total anarchy what we have going on right now.
Well, we want to also hear, and I want to put the question to Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown, is he okay with these religious leaders? And I've said this, Larry Hogan, religious leaders do what they do. They're supposed to help the needy. They reach out to children. That's their mission. I don't go against that. But to me, in this instance, they're being used because of their altruism by an administration that is simply in this for politics.
Well, it's absolutely – it's Governor O'Malley's presidential campaign is what this is all about. And interestingly, even President Obama disagrees with Martin O'Malley and says we should reunite these kids with their parents in the home country. I mean, he came out and lashed out and criticized O'Malley for his loony policies here.
Well, Larry, we got your take on that. I want to talk with you about some of the issues facing us in this time period that are very important. This summer, we lost a very, very important business here in Maryland, Beretta, the gun manufacturer out of Prince George's County, who, for the very beginning of the whole gun debate, Larry said that if the legislation passed forward without their input, that they would have to consider moving because the very guns they manufactured, they wouldn't have been able to store under the current law, which let me know, Larry, that the administration was adversarial to this business because they didn't even take them into account. They've been here since 1978. Long story short, them being the latest one to leave, Larry Hogan, the business climate in the state kind of sucks right now.
Well, yeah, that's a nice way to put it, C4. I mean, that sums it up. I mean, that's what I've been talking about for the past 3 years and focused on. That's what Change Maryland is all about. You know, this is the latest victim of the O'Malley-Brown policies. And, yes, the gun law, the gun laws that said, you know, we don't want you manufacturing these things in the state was the final straw that caused them to leave. But that's not why the other 8,000 businesses left. That's not why we lost the other 80,000 jobs. That was just the icing on the cake. I actually met with the leadership of Beretta about a month ago and sat down with them and talked with them. And they said, you know, since 1978 they've been here. They're one of the largest employers in that part of the state and private sector employers. And these guys said no governor – and no candidate for governor had ever visited their factory. I was the very first one in all those years. And they said when they talked about the fact that they might consider leaving, seven other governors from other states flew up here and sat down with them and said, what can we possibly do to get your business and your jobs and your tax revenue to our state? And Rick Perry came from Texas, and Nikki Haley came from South Carolina. I think, you know, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, West Virginia, they finally ended up, they're going to Tennessee. And it's a tragedy. And we have our governor saying it's a free country. They can leave if they want to.
Flippantly. I want to preface that. He said it very flippantly and very arrogantly as opposed to being sorry that this business was leaving.
Yeah, I'm glad that people didn't get the emphasis there. And then Lieutenant Governor Brown, who's working to try to get a promotion and be the next governor, he said he was glad they were leaving, that he didn't want them manufacturing guns in our state.
Even though him being a military man should know that Beretta manufactures a 9mm for the military.
Well, you know, I toured the factory, and I met with many of the 450 workers. And these are hardworking families, many of them women, many of them mothers of service men and women who are putting their lives on the line around the world. And this, they manufacture the sidearm that our military carries with them. And now they're not going to be able to make it here near the nation's capital. They're going to have to move down south to Tennessee where they feel more welcome. But it's not just about the guns.
You know.
We've lost 8,000 businesses. Unemployment has nearly doubled in this state, and it's because of the anti-business attitude, the regulatory policy, and the unbelievable tax burden where we can't compete with any of the states in our region, and we're the fifth highest tax state in the nation.
We're speaking with Larry Hogan, Republican candidate for governor right here in Maryland. The general election's coming up in November. And Larry, the reason I focused on Beretta as a micro to this, I think it's important sometimes to have something that people tangible they can grab onto. The 300 jobs that will be lost, Beretta is saying, look, we don't want to lose these jobs. They are asking many of their employees whether or not they could relocate and go with them. That's how much they care. And they'll cover relocation costs, all of that, to come with them to Tennessee. So not only will we be losing this business, we'll be losing the people that might go to Tennessee, Larry.
Well, you know, C4, the latest poll says that nearly half of all Marylanders would leave the state if they could. 47% of all Marylanders would leave. And we've had the largest mass exodus of taxpayers fleeing our state of any state in the Mid-Atlantic region, one of the worst in the nation. 31,000 people have already left during the O'Malley-Brown administration. It's happening every single day. I talk to businesses and families who have had enough and just can't take it anymore. And they say, we love the state of Maryland. We've spent our whole lives here. We don't want to leave, but we can't afford to stay.
Larry, it really just angered me so much because I know, having been down there, that Beretta would meet, because the committee I was on, we had gun legislation in the committee, Beretta would meet with legislators. They would meet with the governor. They didn't have to be adversarial. They actually put language in the bill in the House of Delegates that would have kind of allowed Beretta to stay here, and they just dismissed it in the Senate, and the governor just dismissed it.
Well, and C4, what I said, they couldn't even get a return phone call from the governor's office in Maryland, but they got seven other governors, got in a plane, and flew up here to go meet with them personally. Actually, that sums it up right there.
It's ridiculous. Finally, Larry Hogan, another issue I want to talk with you about, and that is, of course, the Maryland Health Exchange. The one thing that Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown was really supposed to oversee, we find once again that there are problems with the Connecticut software that is supposed to be the saving grace for Maryland Health Connections. And we don't know how many millions of more dollars, Larry Hogan, is going down the toilet with this health exchange.
Well, we've already wasted $250 million, C4, and it looks as if we're going to waste another $60 million on a Connecticut site that also doesn't work. And we're finding out that the people that are currently signed up, all of them will be kicked out of the system and will have to totally start over again in the process and reapply on this new, also failed Connecticut system, which not it's not as bad as Maryland, but it's still not a great fix. And all of it was for no reason whatsoever. This is people have lost their health care coverage, and we've wasted nearly $300 million on a website that doesn't work just because of politics and complete incompetence. And Anthony Brown, it's one of the few responsibilities he's had. It's been a complete debacle and the worst failure in the nation.
And he
hasn't earned a promotion based on the job that he's done.
And, Larry, the accountability part. Look, things happen. I know in big bureaucracies there are mistakes and you know things can happen. But the problem a lot of citizens have that call my show, Larry, and I think are frustrated with is no one has ever held accountable for the loss of these millions of dollars.
Absolutely. I mean, we've been trying to hold people accountable since October, as have other people. And Anthony Brown and Martin O'Malley have just completely walked away from responsibility. They've continually completely misled the public into saying it was working, saying it was fixed, saying that they have solved all the problems, saying they were signing up people. We understand that less than 1,000 people, actually, it's in the hundreds of people that signed up through the new website that they wait. Just on the website, we wasted $160 million just for the website, and less than 1,000 people signed up. The other 68,000, well, most of them were automatic rollovers of Medicaid that would have happened anyway without the system, and the rest of them had to be done by hand by getting in your car, driving somewhere, sitting down, and filling out paperwork the old-fashioned way. So this website, you know, hasn't helped anyone. And it's been a complete, this is the biggest failure in the nation. And Anthony Brown was going around the state saying he was in charge, he was proud of his effort of leading this thing. Martin O'Malley went around the country saying, we're going to be a model for the nation. We're a model for failure. We're the first state to abandon our system, and we've wasted hundreds of millions of dollars of the taxpayers' money.
Well, Larry Hogan, I understand that there are three debates, apparently, that have been scheduled with you and Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown. Is that correct?
No, it's not correct. Actually, we've already accepted 6 televised debates. Every single person that's invited us, we've accepted. Anthony Brown has accepted none. Instead, he put out a phony release basically saying he wanted to create his own debates, one in Washington and one in Baltimore, that don't even exist yet, that he would handpick the station that he would go to. He would only do 2, and he had to pick the moderator, the format, the station that he would go on. But including WBAL is one of them. We've got, I think, 4 in Baltimore and 2 in Washington already, a Salisbury station. We've agreed to every single debate. Brown has accepted none whatsoever, and he's just he's been hiding under a rock in his communications bunker and has not been seen since the primary and hasn't answered any of the requests.
Well, Larry Hogan, I can guarantee you this. We just heard from Lieutenant Governor's office this morning. If he comes on the show, I will ask him about these 6 debates and whether or not he will participate in, to me, which is one of the most important things, and that is public debate on the leader of the state of Maryland.
Absolutely. Well, maybe I'll listen in or give you a call. We can have a debate right on your show.
Larry Hogan, always great to speak with you, my friend. You take
right,
it easy.
Thanks.
See you in the campaign. Right. We'll talk again. See you in the campaign.